Well, we'll have to do it. We have to play by the rules. So hopefully we make more than we miss on them.
Is there a competitive disadvantage in cold weather?
I think so. I really do. And that's obviously for the competition committee to, I'm sure they've talked about and thought it out. But, I mean, it's at the 15, 8 yards back. It's going to end up being a 33-yarder. I mean, kicking a 33-yarder sometimes in the dog pound is different than kicking a 33-yarder in a dome stadium or maybe down in Tampa. But it is what it is. And I guess you have to say, you know, when kickers come to our place, we're used to it, and we have to look at it that way. So that's how we'll approach it. I think you could. I really do. And probably maybe more so later in the year. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. We did. We're excited about it. Excited about Duke. Obviously, you know, his first couple years there at the University of Miami, he was a great kick returner. And he has we feel he has that ability. And he's developing as a punt returner. So we're excited about hopefully what we can do with him. No, Gaines also put up good numbers, and he has an opportunity himself. I think it'll all play out, and I think one of the big things will be is in the preseason, giving those guys opportunities and kind of getting a feel for it when there's, you know, 11 guys coming after him, and I have to hit the ball up in there and essentially having that NASCAR mentality of run fearless. I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of everything. I think it's also a combination. We didn't play up to the standard that we've set. Since we've been here, and even as poor as we were in the punt return phase, and it was obviously very disappointing, we're still number one in the league in punt return average, and that's the standard that we have to do as coaches to do a better job of teaching them and coaching them and getting back to that level. And kick return game is no different. Not a lot of opportunities in the kick return game. It starts to lag. Preseason, you get a lot of opportunities because you're not afraid to bring the ball out because at the end of the day, you're still evaluating guys. But early on in the season, when it's warm and the ball's flying out, you just the rhythm of the blocking and all those things, that where the wedge is at and guys hitting it up in there, you just begin to lose your timing. And then as the year goes on, injuries, you know, start to factor in, and you got different guys in there, and it just kind of – because at the end of the day, the return game is an offensive play, and it's about timing. And obviously, the longer you can keep your guys in there together, the better chance you have. Oh, I think quite a bit. I do. I'm going to tell you this, and I've always said, and I said it last year, I got a lot of respect for Travis Benjamin. I think he's a great football player. And I'm excited for him to have the opportunity to play like Travis Benjamin in the return game. And I got great confidence that he can get that done. Now, do we still need to work on things? We do. But the good news is he's a willing participant. And he wants to do that, so that's why I'm so fired up about what he can do. No question, and I'll be quite honest with you. I mean, when I was in Chicago, we did go through a phase there where people said media thought that Devin Hester couldn't return a punt anymore. He began to play a lot of wide receiver, and then his numbers in the return game started to go down. And people, like I say, question that. I think it was a little bit of that. I mean, a guy begins to play more offensive snaps, gets more touches that way, and maybe the keenness or the sharpness of focusing in on catching the ball and having those opportunities in return game, you know, they get slighted a little bit. I think it's when things like what happened to us last year in the return game, I think that opens your eyes a little bit. And we'll get it rectified. It is. Usually we have a couple guys. This year we're at three, and that position's wide open. So that's a heavy competition right there right now. Yeah, Justin Gilbert, you know, he's a kick returner. I know some people think that he's a punt returner. He's not a punt returner, but yes, as a kick returner, yes, he'll get some opportunities. Oh, I think so. I think he's a player that can do that. I guess it's part of the maturation process, so to speak, as a player. And it's early right now, but I'm very encouraged about where he's at. Well, it all comes down to a numbers game. And early you can do it. Later on, when injuries start to hit, you know, you need some other guys at other positions. So usually the specialist area is one where you'll start to take away from. But hopefully someone takes the lead, and when they do, you know, they'll be our guy. Yes. Yes, he will. I'm excited for him. I can't wait. And like I said, maybe my glass is just, you know, it's more half full. He still is the franchise leader for most returns in game, longest punt return in a game. It's in there. I got to do a better job of coaching him getting it out.
Both kickoff and punt return?
I see him concentrating in the punt game, and being used as a guy in the kickoff return game. But I'm excited about the acquisitions that we made in the draft in that area.